Sometimes an outlaw is your only hope. Written by Kitsune Scribe and read by K-Burb. This is a DC Star Wars crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Padme and Jason, and is additionally tagged with minor Padme slash Anakin, bars and pubs, not canon compliant, crossover, just imagine the Jedi are Green Lanterns, and Earth's a backwater out in some random arm of the GFFA, or something like that. Jason wanders around the ritzy shopping center he's stuck in until Artemis and Biz are done with the more acidic portions of this job. His helmet filters are good, but even they aren't going to stand up to the levels of carbon monoxide in the atmosphere of the slums where their target was last seen. Something down an alleyway catches his eye and he grins. He might not be able to read the language here, but an out-of-the-way dive bar looks the same just about everywhere. He walks inside and puts his helmet on the bar as he sits down on an empty stool. There aren't many people drinking in the middle of the afternoon, but the ones that are seem happy enough, at least the ones he's pretty sure he can guess the emotions of do. He's about to flag down the bartender and ask for whatever's on tap that won't kill him when the woman he sat down beside starts talking. I've never seen a helmet like that before. Is there another Mandalorian faction in the making? Jason glanced over at the woman, taking a good look at her for the first time. She looked surprisingly human, considering how many light years they were from Earth, with long brown hair swept back in an elaborate updo that wouldn't look out of place at a Wayne gala, and a high-necked gown that still looked like she could run in it if she had to. Never heard of them, Jason said. Are they the local toughs? Or does the law go around masked in these parts? Jason thought he had seen people in obvious uniforms out in the main street, but that didn't mean that the heavy hitters didn't have helmets. Neither, really, she said with a sigh. But most of them that are out of their home system are mercenaries, and I could use some help. As long as it isn't the type of help that ends up dragging in people just minding their own business, I might be up for it. What did you need? She looked him over and must have liked something about him because her next words were, My husband was detained while running an errand for me, and I need to retrieve him before he decides to break out of the local jail on his own. If he can get out on his own, what do you need me for? She glanced around, making sure that no one was in earshot, and quickly ordered another of what she was drinking for both of them when the bartender took that as a sign to come over. Once he was gone, she lowered her voice and said, If he frees himself, he'll do it using the Force, and Jedi aren't allowed on this planet. Jason could hear the capitalization in her words, but he didn't have a clue what either meant. Just to be clear. Guns and minor explosions are? Well, they're both illegal, but they won't get you executed the second you ignite your lightsaber, so in the grand scheme of things, yes, they are. The bartender set down a pair of bright yellow cocktails that looked like they were steaming, but smelled like an alcoholic fruit salad, and went to take the order of a guy who looked like an Andorian might have if Star Trek had had a budget back in the 60s. Jason grinned. Then you might have found yourself an outlaw. I'm Jason. What's the job pay? And how likely is your husband to get us all killed while we try to rescue him? She relaxed for the first time in the conversation. I'm Padme Amidala, and less likely the faster we are. Jason nodded and took a swig of the surprisingly smooth drink. Then tell me what you know about where they're holding him. And we'll see if we can get the two of you on your way before my friends are done with their business. The end.